The Torah, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Balak, the Torah explains, Balak the king feared Klal Yisrael. In order to combat that fear, Balak hired Bilam, the prophet Bilam, the Navi. Bilam was the greatest prophet to ever live of the Umas HaOlam, of the other nations. His nevuah, his prophecy was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Balak hired Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, to be Mekalo, and give Klal Yisrael a Klala. Can we just be honest for a few moments? Let's be real. I want you to think about the last thing you posted on social media. Maybe it was a perfect vacation photo, a celebration, a great shot with friends. Now here's the honest part. I want you to ask yourself why you posted it. And if you're really honest, was there a part of you that was thinking about the likes, the comments, the way it would look to the world, the way the world will perceive you, the way you are presented to the world? That sounds familiar. Maybe social media isn't your thing. Let's be real. Have you ever had that feeling of opening up a credit card bill, knowing that there are tens of thousands of dollars on the credit card bill? Then one put those charges on just to impress their friends, their neighbors. Or the sharp sting when you're scrolling online and see a picture of your friends all together and you realize you weren't invited. These moments, this is the world we spend so much of our energy in. The world outside of us. It's a life lived under the question, what will they think? We are constantly managing perceptions, constantly braced for an attack from the outside. It's exhausting. But what if I told you there's an antidote, a different way to live? The secret is an ancient story in this week's Parsha, the story of Balak. And it holds a lesson so practical, it can change not just our life, but our entire being. The Torah starts with a King Balak who was terrified of Klal Yisrael. So he does what we all do when we feel threatened. He tries to control the narrative. He hires the most powerful influencer of his time, a prophet named Bilam. This is a man whose words have weight. A bad review from him isn't just a bad review, it's a curse that can drain out our energy. And before you think this is just an ancient story that happened many thousands of years ago, let's be real. We face these modern day Bilams each and every single day. That coworker who gossips, that anonymous comment on the internet, those are the curses we face. So Balak takes Bilam, the master of curses, to the mountaintop. And he points at Klal Yisrael and says, do your worst. Give them the worst curse you ever gave. Give it your all. Bilam opens up his mouth and brachos come pouring out. He says, Ma toivu oyalecha Yaakov, mishkenesecha Yisrael. How beautiful, how good are your tents, the tents of Yaakov. He looks down, expecting to find some vulnerability, an army he could demoralize. But instead, he saw the integrity of their homes. He saw the quality of their private lives. The Torah teaches us that the entrance to their tents and the windows were not facing one another. There was a deep structural respect for tznius. They didn't want to know what's going on in other people's houses. They minded their own business. Bilaam saw a community so focused on its inner world that there was no crack in the walls for a curse to get in, for a klala to get in. He saw a strength he simply could not touch. Balak is furious. He tries again from another mountain and then another. But the result is the same. The curse cannot land. And that, right there, is our first lesson. Their defense, the defense of Klal Yisrael, wasn't a weapon. It wasn't a nuclear bomb. It wasn't the Iron Dome. It was a spiritual force generated by the quality of their inner world, their tznius, their tznius. So what does that mean for you and me right here tonight? What does it look like to build our own Mishkanos Yaakov, our own tents of goodness? Maybe it's pursuing a hobby you love without ever needing to post a picture of it. Maybe it's making the hard ethical choice in work even when no one else will ever know. Maybe it's just a gentle no to not take on a commitment that you can't keep. When our inner world, our inner life is in order, the curses of the outside world, the judgment, the gossip, the criticism, they just bounce off. But here's where the story gets really interesting. Because if we stop right here, it would be a beautiful story about having an inner life, a tznius, an inner world. This is where it becomes the master class. Bilaam, defeated, gives Balak a plan B. He tells him, forget the epic curses from the mountaintop. You can't break them from the outside. Their real vulnerability isn't in the big attacks. It's in the small, everyday compromises. You have to get them to dismantle their fortress, themselves, their inner world. He advises the king, Balak, to send his own people to seduce Klal Yisrael. Send the Noshim, the ladies, to seduce them, not just physically, but culturally. To lure them with a lifestyle alluring Klal Yisrael to a lifestyle that is glamorous, easy, and free of moral burdens. To make the lifestyle of Klal Yisrael, a life of integrity, seem boring and outdated. And the strategy worked. The people succumbed. They began to make small compromises, which led to larger ones. They willingly opened the doors to the very influences they'd been protected from. So I want you to ask yourself right now, where are we? Where are we being allured? Where are we being tempted to make those small compromises? Think about it. It's that moment you choose to keep scrolling on your phone instead of turning to your spouse to ask them about their day. It's telling that tiny white lie because it's easier than owning a mistake. It's joining in on the office gossip because it makes you feel included, even as it feels wrong in your own gut. Do you see? Each one is a tiny act of self-betrayal. Each choice is us dismantling our own shield from the inside. The real plague isn't some mystical force from a mountaintop. It's the anxiety, the burnout, the quiet desperation that comes from living a life that is out of tune with our own neshama. It's not in alignment with our own neshama. And that is the lesson that can change everything. We brace for the lightning strike, being publicly ashamed for the big things. But our mission, Our destiny, our tachlis, is actually forged in the quiet moments, in the small, unglamorous choices. It's the choice to put the phone down, the choice to tell the truth, the choice to be kind when you have every reason not to be, the choice to do the right thing when absolutely no one is watching. Your security in life is not built by our salaries, our job title, our number of followers. It's built by us, brick by brick, which each and every honest and decent choice we make. That is our inner sanctuary. That is our pnimius. That is our ruchnius, our spirituality. So look at the two paths before you. One is a performance driven by fear. The other is a presence guided by integrity. The question isn't whether we can escape the outer world. We can't. The question is, which world is our foundation? Where are we truly building our home? The next time you feel it, that sting of anxiety, I want you to try something new. Don't push it away. Don't numb it. Listen to it. Let it be your alarm, a signal reminding you the real work is not out there. It is in here. Focus on building a life of small, daily integrity. Build your fortress from the inside out, and no curse in the world will ever touch you.